The World This Week. Business.
The Federal Reserve left its benchmark interest rate on hold at a range of between 5.25% and 5.5%, but said it remained highly attentive to inflation risks. New forecasts from the central bank suggest that the American economy is proving to be more robust than expected, pointing to another rate rise before the end of the year. Markets don't expect the Fed to start cutting rates until towards the end of next year at the earliest. In its latest projections, the OECD said that the impact of higher interest rates is becoming increasingly visible. The organisation upgraded its estimate of world GDP growth this year to 3%, but pared back its forecast for next year to 2.7%. The OECD said that monetary policy needed to remain restrictive until inflation is firmly under control. But it warned that the effects of rate rises will continue to work their way through economies for some time. Instacart's share price rose by 12% on its first day of trading on the Nasdaq exchange. The online groceries company raised the offer price of its shares to $30 million after Arm's successful IPO on September the 14th whetted investors' appetite for more tech offerings. The British chip designer's stock soared by 25% in its debut on the Nasdaq, raising $5 billion to make it the biggest IPO in America in 2 years. But the share prices of both Arm and Instacart fell back in subsequent trading. Bob Van Dyke abruptly resigned as chief executive of Naspers, an internet company based in South Africa, and as the head of Prosus, which is controlled by Naspers and is one of the world's biggest technology investment firms. Mr. Van Dyke had led Naspers for 9 years, trying to handle the problematic mismatch between the value of its assets and its share price. Toshiba's shareholders approved an offer for the Japanese conglomerate that will take it private. Its management hopes the fresh start will draw a line under years of upheaval. The consortium taking over Toshiba is led by a Japanese private equity firm, Japan Industrial Partners. Disney announced that it is doubling its investment in its theme parks, cruise line and resorts to $60 billion. The company's Parks and Experiences division generates more operating income, $7.6 billion for the 9 months ending July 1st, than its media and entertainment business, $2.2 billion.